Several drugs are being considered as potential treatments for COVID-19, but as Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, people who already rely on these medications for chronic diseases say they're now having trouble getting them.
Alicia Scott recently had a telemedicine appointment with her doctor, who prescribed a refill of a medication called hydroxychloroquine. She's been taking the medication for years to manage lupus, an autoimmune disease. Scott says she's never had a problem getting the medication, until now.
I got the call from CVS with the automated message saying we are out of stock of that medication.
Scott lives in Bloomfield and says other Connecticut residents in the lupus community are struggling to find this medication since it's been lauded as a possible treatment for COVID-19. The efficacy of this drug and others for the pandemic virus is unproven and debated even within the medical community. But even so, there have been national reports of shortages, inappropriate ordering, and hoarding of medication.
It's been scary for a lot of people, and it's very heart-wrenching for me to talk to people that really need it and need it to actually live a productive life.
Much of the drug research is in early stages, and no medications have been FDA approved specifically for COVID-19, but some are being given to hospitalized patients. Jeffrey Ashleman says that's happening through clinical trials or a federal exception called expanded access.
Their main goal is to take a drug that at least has some early potential safety benefit, get it to patients that may benefit from it as fast as possible.
Ashleman is an associate professor at UConn School of Pharmacy and UConn Health. He says drugs like hydroxychloroquine are being given to COVID-19 patients through off-label use.
Once the FDA approves a drug, any licensed healthcare provider can prescribe that drug for an unapproved use if, in their expert opinion, there's data available that's scientifically rigorous that it can be medically appropriate.
That's led to some physicians and other healthcare professionals nationally who are writing prescriptions for these unproven COVID-19 drugs for themselves, their families, and friends, even when they're not sick.
We were hearing reports of it outside of the state before it happened here, and unfortunately, it has happened here.
That's Nathan Tinker, CEO of the Connecticut Pharmacists Association. He says it seems like cases of hoarding and inappropriate prescribing are only happening to a small degree here in Connecticut, but it's still unsettling.
You know, I'm sure that the reasons there were not necessarily in and of themselves malicious. They were to protect family and so forth. But it's still outside of the realm of both ethics and the law in terms of what you can do.
Tinker says pharmacists have a greater responsibility in spotting suspicious orders and ultimately making sure patients with chronic diseases get these medications.
This speaks again to the importance of the role that pharmacists can play and being the ones in the community who are often closest to those communities have a better chance of identifying, engaging, and intercepting than sometimes even doctors and hospitals.
Complaints of suspicious prescribing can be reported to the State Department of Consumer Protection. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.